Captain's log, stardate 41365.9. The Enterprise has been ordered to Starbase 74 in orbit around Tarsis 3. A routine maintenance check of all systems will be made, certain upgrades completed, including the holodeck with which we've had problems. I anticipate a glowing report. The ship has performed magnificently, beyond anyone's expectations.
Coming into position.
Stand by to dock.
Ready to dock, sir.
Engage mooring beams. And lock off.
Aye, sir. And docking complete.
Thank you, number one. Well done. And well done all.
Starbase maintenance approaching airlock 5.
Commander Quinteros, request permission to come aboard.
Granted. Welcome.
Captain.
Commander Riker.
Commander. You're late. We expected you a week ago.
We were unexpectedly delayed at Omicron Pascal. Oh.
Is there anything specific you wish to report or that we should be aware of?
No, we're very pleased with the operation of the Enterprise.
I knew you would be. I was in charge of the team which put it together.
Are these gentlemen the Binars?
They're not gentlemen. Or ladies, Commander. They're a unified pair. They're always together. This is 1-0, and this is 0-1. They just finished upgrading the computers on the Wellington. Did a great job.
Their reputation precedes you. I'm very pleased you're going to be improving our system.
It is a great pleasure to work on such a large mobile computer.
You have 48 hours, because in 48 plus 6, we have an appointment on Peleus 5 we must keep.
I thought we'd have more time.
I'm sorry, this mission can't be delayed. If you want to postpone the work...
Oh, no, this is
the best time to do it.
We can complete.
I'll work within the time allotted.
They work very quickly, but it'll be very tight.
Commander Riker and I will stay on board, be available should you need us.
Thank you, Captain. I don't think we'll need you until we're ready for inspection.
The Binars seem perfect for this, even though this is the first time that I've ever come in contact with them.
As I understand it, over time, they have become so interconnected with the master computer on their planet that their language... Their thought patterns have become as close to binary as it's possible for organic beings.
It'll be interesting to see how they improve a computer as advanced as ours.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge? Well, I have a little work to finish up. Then I'm going to my cabin. I'm going to put my feet up. I'm going to turn on my personal relaxation light. And I'm going to lose myself in the pages of some old novel. What about you, number one? You earned a rest.
I've never been very good at organizing my time off. Something will turn up. It always does.
I'll be in my ready room. And number one, good work.
I thought there were only going to be two of you.
Because of the limited time allotted us, we need others.
Is there a problem?
No problem.
Then why are you acting so excited?
Because we all have to... We are stacking to reconfigure the computer to communicate with itself more efficiently and at higher speeds.
You act like you don't believe them.
I'm not sure that I do. Maybe it's nothing.
Perhaps it's just the way another species behaves.
Maybe. I'm going to stroll around the ship. You've got the bridge. Keep your eye on them.
Yes, sir.
Commander,
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Challenge your friend the game of Parisi Squares by some of the maintenance personnel. Want to join us on the Starbase?
You've already got all the players you need.
Oh, we can switch off.
Now, you know, if you do that in Parisi Squares, you'll lose the rhythm of the game.
I can't talk you into coming with us.
No, to win, all right. The pride of the Enterprise goes with you.
Rest assured, Commander, we will be victorious at whatever the cost.
Worf, it's just a game, a friendly little competition. You work up a sweat, you have a few laughs, and you make new friends.
If winning is that important, then Commander, why keep score?
I think he's pulling your leg. Believe it or not, Worf is developing a sense of humor.
I hope so, for their sake. Good luck.
Computer, is the power reduction section L94? Explain.
Unoccupied sections are being closed down in order to clear space in the main computer banks. It is necessary to facilitate the system upgrade. Full power can be restored if needed.
Well, what do you think?
Tell me what it's supposed to be, and then I'll give you my opinion.
It is an attempt at pure creativity.
What we're investigating is, can data be creative?
And this is my attempt. With guidance from Geordi.
I suggested the Xylo eggs.
Is that what those are?
Keep notes. This project may turn out to be of interest to scholars in the future.
Really?
Well, of course, think about it. A blind man teaching an android how to paint.
That's got to be worth a couple of pages in somebody's book.
You look like you're packing to leave forever.
Oh, Commander Riker. No, I'm just gathering my notes. Professor Terence Epstein is at the Starbase.
Is that someone I should know of?
He's the leading mind in cybernetics. He lectured at my medical school.
You know the disaster at Macromius? Well, since then, I've been working on an approach that combines cybernetics and regeneration. It sounds impossible, I know, but I have found an approach that will work. I mean, what an opportunity to have a chance to talk with Dr. Epstein. Sorry, Will, I'd love to chat, but I have to go.
How's it going?
We are almost done.
The deviation
caused by a previous
probe has been corrected.
You may use the equipment
anytime you wish.
How much has been changed? What exactly did you do?
Enhancement.
Nothing more.
Would you like to try the enhancement?
All right. What should I choose? Computer, I'd like some place to play some music, a little atmosphere.
Specify.
Jazz.
Era.
Circa 1958.
Location.
Kansas City. No. New Orleans. Bourbon Street Bar, New Orleans. Around 2 a.m.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Very good. Very good indeed. Now I'll need someone to play with. A trio. Piano, bass, and drums, and a bone for me. Now an audience. Whoa, too many. I was thinking of something a little more intimate. Great job, boys. But computer, blondes and jazz seldom go together. Now that is truly exceptional. But more sultry. Gentlemen, if this is what you call enhancement, you've got a gift for understatement. What's your name? Tell me you love jazz.
My name is Minuet, and I love all jazz, except Dixieland.
Why not Dixieland?
You can't dance to it.
My girl. What's a knockout like you? Doing in a computer-generated gin joint like this.
Waiting for you.
Waiting for me? You can't be serious.
Oh, yes, Will. I've never been more serious in my life.
Question about the binars?
Why not just ask them?
What is that high-pitched sound you make?
That is our primary language.
How can you process information at that speed?
We store information with these buffers. We receive information all the time and save it until we need it.
How did you happen to develop this ability?
It happened over a long period of time.
Have a society so intermixed with computers, it has tremendous advantages.
And a few disadvantages.
Everything under control, Ensign Crusher?
Fine, sir. I was just trying to find something out about the miners.
Where's Commander Riker?
He's in Holodeck 4, sir. Shall I call him for you?
No, I'll go down there myself. Keep me apprised.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
You say that? Hey, look at her. Maybe it's my music.
Yeah, well, about that, don't give up your day job.
Too real.
You got that straight, Slim. Too real is too right.
Thanks for letting me sit in.
Ain't nothing to it.
I'm going to have to leave for a while to see to my duties.
Your work's very important to you.
It is me. It's what I am.
Can we dance once before you leave?
Sure, why not? How did you learn to dance so well?
From following you. I can anticipate your lead. So, tell me about your work. What is it about it that consumes and enthralls you?
An interesting choice of words. That's exactly what it does.
You're very fortunate.
I know that.
To be exactly where you want to be. And it's great that you realize it.
I'd be a fool not to realize how lucky I am. To be on this ship serving with these people. It's like a dream come true.
Hmm.
Just like this.
A dream? Is that what this is? Is that what I am?
I know you're a computer-generated image, but... your smell... your touch, the way you feel... even the things you say and think seem so real...
Thank you.
How far can this relationship go? I mean, how real are you?
As real as you need me to be.
Sorry, number one. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all right. Come on in.
You picked a wonderful locale. This is something I might have chosen myself.
Aren't you going to introduce me?
Yes. Of course, Captain Picard. This is Minuet. Minuet. Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Enchanté. Comme c'est merveilleux de vous voir ici.
Incroyable. Vous êtes parisienne.
Au fond, c'est vrai. Nous sommes-tu parisienne?
Ah oui. Au fond, nous sommes tous parisiens. The spirit of that city can always enchant my soul.
I have been hoping to meet you.
Oh, have I been the subject of conversation?
Indirectly. Come, join us, Jean-Luc.
A glass of wine?
Thank you.
Will was saying how much he enjoys this assignment. It's a credit to you. For a ship and crew to function well, it always starts with the captain. You set the tone.
At this moment, it is you who are setting the tone. The sophistication of this programming is remarkable.
In what way?
The holodeck has given us woodlands and ski soaps, figures that fight, and fictional characters with whom we can interact, but you... you're very different. You adapt. You spoke to me in French.
It was very simple. When I heard your name, I merely accessed the foreign language bank.
It's very impressive.
Oui. Monsieur.
Now what are you doing?
I'm awaiting inspiration.
Commander Data?
This is Commander Data. Go ahead, please.
I'm getting an indication of possible trouble in main engineering, sir.
Can you be more specific?
I'm afraid not. I'm reading a problem with the magnetic containment field which contains the antimatter. Could you come up here?
We'll go to engineering since that's where the trouble is. Wes, don't disturb the captain or Commander Riker until we check this out.
Aye, sir.
Bridge, this is main engineering.
This is the bridge.
Are you running any test programs up there?
No.
Are the binars?
Not to my knowledge. Is there a problem?
No, no. There's no one on duty here, and we're getting some very strange readings from the magnetic containment field.
The field is deteriorating. Contact the captain immediately. I am initiating red alert.
Data, I can't maintain the integrity of the containment field.
Engineering to captain. If the antimatter is released, the ship will be destroyed.
If that do has any effect, I'm losing it. Data, I rechecked every circuit. This is not a mystery by the computer.
Computer, situation analysis.
Estimate release of antimatter in 4 minutes, 18 seconds. 17 seconds. 16 seconds.
Engineering to bridge.
This is the bridge.
Alert Starbase. Inform them we are abandoning the ship. Tell them why. Initiate automated sequence for departure. Set course and speed to put maximum distance between the Enterprise and any inhabited planets.
Shouldn't we wait for the captain's approval?
There is no time. Based on all information presently available, the decision is correct. This is Lieutenant Commander Data speaking for the captain. Abandon ship. This is not a drill. All personnel, this is not a drill. I say again, abandon ship. All personnel, this is not a drill. Abandon ship.
Dex 2 will crew 4 to cargo transporters. Dex 5 through 10, proceed to transporter 1, 2, 3, and 4. Dex 6 through 16, proceed to transporters 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
hold your position,
and 10.
Please. Prepare to
Dex
energize.
Dex 17 through 28,
and
proceed to
energize.
Transporters 11, 12, 13, and 14. Dex 29 through 42, proceed to transporters 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. This is not a drill. This is not a drill.
What's going on? Please stand out of the way.
The Enterprise is being evacuated.
Why?
Some problem in engineering. Get a security team together.
Aye, Lieutenant.
Ship's log supplemental. This is Lieutenant Commander Data. I have put the ship on automated departure and ordered the complete evacuation of the Enterprise. Everyone remaining is leaving on foot or beaming off. Computer, where are the Captain and Commander Riker?
All that's empty.
Curious. The Captain's usually the last to leave.
Let's go. We've only got 41 seconds. I think we're the last.
I hope we are.
see the captain and Commander Riker?
No. Are they not here on Starbase?
No. We saw
You mean they're still on board the Enterprise?
Yes. Sir, where's your transporter room?
We have to beam back and get them.
You haven't time.
This is Starbase 74. The Enterprise magnetic field is regenerating.
Wait a minute. How is that possible?
Unknown.
That changes nothing. The captain and Commander Riker must be in trouble or they'd be here.
Now look. Your ship is almost clear.
Found out?
Oh, yes, but not until later when he came back into the room with his little sister.
Oh, I bet both of them were all smiles.
Yes, but by that time, both of them had been found out.
You handled that in a very thoughtful way. You're very good with people. Don't you agree, Jean-Luc?
She's so very different from the other images we've experienced on the holiday, isn't she? She's more intuitive.
It's as though she'd been plugged into my subconscious. She already knows what I want her to say before I'm aware of it myself.
I suppose it's an understandable progression. Computers make decisions based on input, and we humans give off a multitude of subtle signs that communicate our emotions.
It's uncanny. I could develop feelings for Minuet exactly as I would for any woman.
Doesn't love always begin that way, with the illusion more real than the woman?
Oh, Jean-Luc, spoken like a true Frenchman.
Well, I think I'll be leaving.
Oh, don't go.
Two's company.
We have time. There's no rush. I'd really like it if you would stay.
Yes, Captain, stay.
This is your diversion, number one, not mine.
Wait. We haven't danced.
I don't dance.
Then some more wine.
No, thank you.
Wait, please. Please don't go. You can't, not yet.
Why? What's the matter? Why can't he leave?
Exit.
Captain DeBridge, situation report.
Liker to bridge.
Computer, explain red alert.
Initiated as a programmed response. The magnetic field containing the antimatter had weakened. There was no failsafe available.
Why wasn't I notified?
Unknown.
Present condition?
The magnetic field is now restored. Containment is restored. Propulsion is at maximum efficiency.
Locate Lieutenant Commander Data.
Not on board the Enterprise.
Explain.
All Enterprise personnel except the captain and first officer have been evacuated.
Evacuate? Was the situation that critical?
Yes.
Are we still docked at the Starbase?
No.
Position report.
Coordinates 4159.26 by 81921 by 312. Heading 233, mark 45.
Destination?
Planet Vianus in the Beta Magellan system.
The Vianus. I don't understand the Vianus has stolen the Enterprise.
That information is not available.
It's a Vianus. You're part of this.
Yes.
They made you the lure to keep me here. They programmed you while I was relaxing.
Yes. When they saw your interest in me, they thought I could distract you and keep you here.
That explains Riker. What about me?
Your being here was just a fortunate happenstance.
What do they want with me? What do they want with the Enterprise? What's their purpose?
I'm not programmed to give you that information.
Come on, number one. We've got to regain control of our ship.
Okay, so what do we do?
Which is the nearest Starfleet vessel?
The Trieste.
I know the Trieste. Too small, too slow.
Plus, it's 66 hours away.
Where are the binars?
I haven't seen them.
And they are obviously still aboard. Another Starfleet vessel must be sent to intercept the Enterprise at Bynus. They might be taking the ship to their home planet.
What makes you think so?
It is the best place for us to start.
Picard, access.
Captain's log supplemental. We now know who has commandeered the Enterprise. The Bynars. We can't communicate with the bridge. Commander Riker and I will now try to regain control of our ship.
This way.
That's towards engineering.
That's our first step. Verify containment and initiate auto-destruct.
Initiate auto-destruct?
Our ship has been commandeered by a force of unknown size and intent. We're here alone. We must assume the worst.
If we don't regain control, then no one else must have it either. Now! This is the one decision involving the operation of this vessel which requires you and I to be in total agreement.
It's the time allotted that concerns me.
As to that, there's no option.
I know. It's a 5-minute countdown.
Well, that's sufficient to get to the bridge. Once there, either we'll get control of the vessel, shut off the auto-destruct, or we won't. But this vessel must not fall into hostile hands.
Then let's set it and get going.
Recognize Picard, Jean-Luc, Captain. Recognize Riker, William T., Commander.
Set auto-destruct sequence.
Does the First Officer concur?
Yes, set auto-destruct sequence. Now.
Auto-destruct will detonate in 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
The only place we can stop this is on the bridge. Let's go.
What do you make of this, sir?
An enormous amount of data is being received and stored in the main computer.
Just stored, why?
That's another piece of this puzzle.
Bridge access denied.
They've locked it off. We must find another way to get in.
One of us could beam into the bridge.
No, it takes several seconds to materialize. You wouldn't stand a chance.
I could beam into the turbo lift, force the doors, take them by surprise.
No. We both beam in, simultaneously to different areas of the bridge with luck. One of us will be a distraction.
There must be only 4 minutes left.
Still no response from the Enterprise.
They would answer if they could. Someone else has control of the ship.
Do you think I am responsible?
Responsible? How could you possibly have known?
My station is on the bridge.
You can't be on the bridge every second, Data.
You are wrong, Geordi. I can. I do not need rest or diversion. I should not have been painting. I was negligent.
That's a pointless discussion, Data. You could have been on the bridge and it still might have happened. Commander Quinteros, you have 3 ships in here. We need one of them now.
We're rushing repairs on the USS Melbourne, but it's still 18 hours until she'll be ready. There's nothing else you can do.
Set coordinates for main bridge. Port forward for me, aft for you.
You're on pad 2. I've set a 10-second delay.
Set phases on stun. Number 1. Good luck.
Over here, Captain.
Help us.
Cancel auto-destruct.
Does the first officer agree?
Affirmative.
Auto-destruct canceled.
We're in orbit around Binus. How are they?
They appear dead. Let's see if we can get some answers from Binus.
Their main computer is off. All sensors reveal that all the equipment on their planet is inert. They can neither send nor receive any messages.
What about all those people down there who are totally dependent on their computer? Are they still
functioning? They're probably like these binars here, dying. What is this all about? Why did they steal the ship and bring it here? What is their
purpose? They went to an awful lot of trouble to clear computer space. Let's see what they stored.
Captain, it's enormous. Every byte of free space in the computer's been filled. They must have made a core dump from their world into our computer. I can't get in. I wish they'd left a note.
Maybe they did.
Minuet. Tell me what this is all about.
A star in the binar system went supernova, and they miscalculated. The electrical magnetic pulse from the explosion was going to knock out their main computer.
And so their only choice was to transfer all the stored information and shut down until after it passed. And then reactivate their system and transfer the information back to the main computer.
The Enterprise has the only mobile computer large enough to handle all that information.
So what went wrong?
Why are they dying?
The star went supernova before it was expected. And you were late arriving at Starbase 74.
Why didn't they say something? Why didn't they just ask for help?
I don't know. I don't have those answers.
Is there anything we can do?
Yes. Return the data stored on the Enterprise's computer back to the one on Binars.
How can we do that?
You don't know?
Yes, if I had the file name, but we don't. Do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They wouldn't intentionally hide it. Make it difficult for us to find. Must be right in front of our faces.
We should contact Starbase 74 and see if anyone can decipher this.
They're dying. They meant you no harm. It was their world they were trying to save. Help them, Will. Hurry. Please.
Starbase 74, this is the Enterprise. You read me? This is Starbase 74. Captain Picard, what is your situation? We'll go into that later. Right now, I must speak to Lieutenant Commander Data.
I'm here, sir.
Data, the binars have stored an enormous amount of material in our computer. We need to access it, and we can't.
The access would be available by code or password.
Yes, I know that, Data, but what could it be?
File names can be anything, sir.
They want us to find it. They would have kept it simple.
Then a name. Or a place. It could be something personal. In this case, in binary language, which is ones and zeros in groups of 8 or 16 characters.
Would they have kept it that simple? Try it.
Picard out!
That's the file. It'll work now.
Now access the file. Stop the transfer.
So much for that idea.
Let me get on the other position. The binars always work in pairs. Maybe that is also required. It appears to be successful. Now their system started up. A resident diagnostic program is running. The system is absolutely incredible.
activated. Our people express their gratitude. We will return to your starbase for whatever punishment your system requires of us.
Why didn't you just ask for our help?
You might have said no.
But there was a very good chance we would have said yes.
Our need was too great to risk rejection.
So you stole it.
Their reason was part of the binary thinking. For them, there are only two choices, one or zero, yes or no. Why did you lure me to the holodeck and hold me there?
Because we knew we might die, and we needed someone to restore our computer, and you did.
No one has been hurt. You have achieved your objective. You have your planet back in order. We have our ship. Well, it's been some time since I had the con. But, not to worry, number one. You're in good hands. Starbase 74. Warp 2. Engage. Everything's under control.
USS Enterprise has cleared Starbase perimeter.
Is everything all right?
We're fine. Everything is in order. But now I want a complete check. All systems, all divisions.
What about the binars?
Hand them over to Kinteros. There will be a hearing.
We understood that. What happened?
Follow me, please.
While these things are being checked, permission to leave the bridge, sir.
Permission granted.
What is a knockout like you doing in a computer-generated gin joint like this? Not been you. She's gone. I tried variations on the program. Others appeared, but I'm in Yuet.
Maybe it was all part of the Binar's programming. But you know, number one, some relationships just can't work.
Yes. Probably true. Should be difficult to forget.